in which the Mishnah basically will serve as a preface for the next two blad of Gemara. The Gemara basically will go through the Mishnah line by line, section by section, in terms of giving us the source texts for the various halachas brought in the Mishnah about Ezra. So the first section in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, deals with drushos that try to prove that the pre-Eitz Hadar spoken of in the Torah is Esrog. And as I sent you to the Ritva over here echoes that which we saw in the Rambam. Vadai Kimlon, the Hadar Hainu Esrog. In other words, that this was a halacha of Moshe Misinai. But, in other words, Chazal said, if we could find simanim, if we could find hochachos in the Torah, then matovu manoim. And so it puts out various trial balloons to see whether these can serve as hochachos. And, you know, and in other words, just to buttress the halacha Moshe Misinai, but that there was never a question as to what pre-Eitz Hadar really means. Within the lists of proof texts, so the Gemara deals with the issue of Orla and has a drusha from Natatem Kol Eitz, that Kol Eitz Ma'achal includes also Pilpulin. And the Rishonim were bothered, what is the Havamina, that Pilpulin, the hot peppers that grow on trees, what is the Havamina that they should not be Chayev and Orla? After all, they're a pre that goes on a tree, and that's all that you need. So Rashi has a fascinating Havamina that one would have thought that maybe it's not a fruit, but it's a vegetable. Maybe it's not a pre ha'etz, but rather it's a yerek because of the height of the tree, or the lack of height of a tree, that which is very, very low and close to the earth, in other words, would be considered to be a vegetable, a yerek, as opposed to a pri ha'etz. Tosfos already points out that we don't find such a criteria anywhere. The concept of a tree is that which remains from year to year, as opposed to a vegetable that it grows from scratch every year. A banana makes a bari pri ha'adama because that which looks like a tree that it grows on is really not a tree. It's just a vine that grows up every year. But blueberries and blackberries, etc., that grow on bushes, those you make a bari pri ha'etz because those are trees. Those remain from year to year. So Tosis didn't like that havamina. So Tosis offered another havamina that we have a Gemara that pilpulin have end up being enam ru'uyim la'achila, that as they mature, they move from a state of ritivuta, of being moist, to being dry, and when they're dry, they're no longer roi la'achila. So we would have thought maybe that, in essence, it's a fruit which is not roi la'achila and is pata from arla kamash malan, that in its stage of ritivusa, it's considered to be a pri. There is in the Ritva a third perush, brought in the name of a Yesh Omrim, and the footnote on the Ritva says that this is a Ramban in Brachos. Yesh Omrim shepilpulin enan kishar peiros shenasin bi'ilan, elanasin ke'etz atzmo ke'en sraf o'a ba'abuot. That perhaps the pilpulim are not classic fruits because they don't have the status of a pri, but rather they are like the sraf, they're like the sap of a maple tree. That it's a product of the tree, but it's not a fruit. And then we move into the sugya in Avodah Zarah, is the sap of a maple tree subject to the laws of Orla? Is it aser for the first 3 years of the growth of the tree? It's machlokas in the Gemara, machlokas hamoraim. And so over here, we would think that perhaps that these pilpulim would be like the sraf, they would be like the sap, as opposed to having the independent existence, and would be toloi in that machokas, kamash malan, that's considered to be a pri. So the Ritva simply says on this, eino nachon, and we have mitzius, that as opposed to the sap, which has to be extracted from the tree, the pilpulin don't have to be extracted. They grow externally in the tree, and they're not aba'abuot, they're not simply boils on the tree, but they're actually fruit. Okay, that's simply a technical matter in the beginning of the Gemara, and then the Gemara moves over to the world of Esrog shel Ashera v'shel Irni Dachas Pasul. Our text in the Gemara is what we would expect. My time akevan del sreifa koi ksuse mechtas shiure. However, Rabbeinu Chananel over here has a different text. Mishum da havelei mitzvah haba ba'aveira. This we've already seen back on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph when we dealt with the sugya of mitzvah ba'aveira, but there is a bit of a chiddush over here, and that's why I wanted to revisit it. Tosfos felt that this is a girsa mishubeshes. That's what Tosfos points out on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. Because Tosfos, if you recall, the question was, why sometimes do we find in the sugyos that when we're dealing with an aveira, the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah ba'aveira, and sometimes it's not right at all. And Tosfos brings this Gemara. In other words, that over here we have Esrog shel Ashera v'sh'erni dachas pasul. Why do we have to come on to ksuse mechtas shure? Why don't we simply say it's a mitzvah ba'aveira? And Tosfos gives us a rule, that the concept of ba'a, mitzvah ha-ba'a ba'aveira, means that we have a cause and an effect. That the lulav ha-gazul, or esrog ha-gazul, how are you able to do the mitzvah? Because you stole the lulav, because you stole the esrog. That's how it got into your hands. And so the aveira brought about the mitzvah. The aveira is the prime cause of your being able to form the mitzvah. That's a mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. However, the fact that you have an esrog from a tree that people happen to worship, that you have this esrog tree, which is an asherah, what does that have to do with being mekayim the mitzvah? There's no cause and effect. It's simply that you have a double status on this esrog. On one hand, it was previously part of Avodah Zarah, and on the other hand, currently using for a mitzvah. Tosfos says, that's not a mitzvah haba'a b'aveira. However, this girsa, and therefore the girsa that says that it is a girsa mishubeshet. However, this girsa is not only in Rabbeinu Chananel. We saw, if you recall, in the Ravid, on Daf Yud Dalad Amid Beis, in the Rif, the Ravid points out that this girsa is kol hanuschaos ha-yeshanim v'hasvaradim, that this girsa was quite prevalent. And so the Ravid wants to give us another rule of thumb for how to define a mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. The Ravid says that uperusha demilsa dafilu b'kol asher nami pasul afilu delav demoshe, that we're not dealing over here specifically with an ashera which is omed l'sreifa, on which we say ksuse mechtash yure. We're dealing with every avodah zara. Umishum de mishane mirecha b'tfisaso masha'en ken bishar minim. The uniqueness of esrog shel asherah is that while you are mekayim the mitzvah, you smell the esrog, and smelling the esrog is an isur, is a hana'ah, and avodah zara is asur b'hana'ah. And so we have a simultaneity. While you are doing the mitzvah, you are being nehenef from avodah zarah. That's the mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. That we have a simultaneity between the performance of the mitzvah and the performance of the aveira. That's what we call a mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. When it's one after another, there's no mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. When they're simultaneous, it's a mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. That's how we learned the Raiva the first time around. However, here we have an extension of the language of the Ravid from his Hilchos Lulav, which is quoted in the Ritva, and I think that this adds to our understanding. If you look in the third Makar, after we have the Ritva on the world of Halacha Moshe Misinai, and we have the Ritva on the Pilpalim, the third Ritva, Ika Nusrei Degarse, V'tirei Tzaravid Zal, Shaloshon ze bekan mitchalef perusho mishar mekomot, that as opposed to the previous Gemaros that dealt with Asherah and pointed out that they were specifically Asherah de Moshe, and we have an issue of Ksuse Mecht Ashiure, that they're Omed L'Sreifa. Here, we're not talking about, we're not limiting it to Asherah de Moshe. Uperusho, mitzvah sheyesh b'chashash shetavi la'avera, sheyavo l'hariach bo, shelo b'kavana, v'nimtza nehenem me'avodah zara, ulefikach afilu b'shel Asherah da'akum, pasul kol shiva. Ma'ashen kein b'lulav leka l'mecha shlohachi. Namely, as opposed to in lulav, where there's no possibility of smelling, there we're going to stick to the ksuse mechta shiure. And ksuse mechta shiure will not be in an asherah da'akum, it'll be only an asherah da'moshe. However, over here, because we have the issue of hana'a, we apply it to every avodah zarah, every esrog avodah zarah, not specifically to asherah da'moshe. But what's the language over here? Over here, my humble opinion, the Ravid is not referring to simultaneity. What is the Ravid's chiddush over here in terms of mitzvah haba'a ba'avera? Up to now, we said that according to Tosos, mitzvah haba'a ba'avera means the avera is the cause of the mitzvah, and according to the Ravid, mitzvah haba'a ba'avera means that the avera and the mitzvah are simultaneous. But I think that the Ravid, the language over here, is different. What is the Ravid saying? Yes.
Doing a mitzvah could potentially lead you to
the mitzvah. Nachon, the Ravid agrees with Tosos that it's cause and effect, but it's cause and effect in two directions. Not only a cause and effect where the avera brings about the mitzvah, but also a cause and effect where the mitzvah brings about the avera. Mitzvah haba'a ba'avera means that we have a mitzvah and an avera that are connected by cause and effect. That's the haba'a. But it goes in two directions. You can read it, a mitzvah which is brought about by an avera, or a mitzvah which brings about an avera. That's what the Ravid is saying over here. And therefore, since over here, by being menaneya, these arba minim, it will bring about an avera of smelling, therefore we have a problem. The Ritva doesn't disagree with the Ravid's theoretical definition, he just points out that l'chora, there's no iser of smelling something if that is not your intent. This is a whole sugya in Psachim about e efshar v'konehene, that you'll deal with it in Yoredeya in terms of, you know, what happens if you have a non-kosher pizza store on the corner, and every time you walk by, you're going to smell basar v'chalav being cooked. You're going to smell the pizza being cooked, and you know. But that's your way to shul. You walk from your house to shul. You walk by this pizza store. Is it, you know? Do you have to put your hands on your nose? Do you have to make a circle around in the other direction? So we pass it. Or b'chalav, you're on an airplane, and the person sitting next to you is served bacon and eggs for breakfast, and it happens to have a very powerful smell. So what do you do? You know, do you tell the stewardess, I have to change my seat, I can't smell bacon and eggs? In other words, to what degree does a person have to, so we paskin that if this is not a hana'a that you choose, but rather it is baal korchacha, you're simply put in this situation, then there's no iser of smelling it. So over here, you know, with this esrog, you have to be kind of the mitzvah of arba minim. In other words, it happens that the esrog has a smell. Yes?
So what would the rabbi say then? Would the rabbi say it's better not to go to shul? No. So that's what the Ritva asks on the Ravid, that your chashash over here is shelo ali b'dehilchasa.
We don't paskin that there's an issue. In other words, you'd have to say that the Ravid would be afraid that maybe he would want to be nehene, he would do it b'mezid, but mapitam that we should be choshesh people that they're doing Isurim b'mezid, because the same Ravid explains that where no one's going to ask you from using hadasim of an asherah, even though clearly hadasim were made to smell, because everyone knows that you shouldn't smell hadasim. The muksa l'mitzvasan. So we're not afraid a person on purpose is going to go out of his way to smell it b'mezid. So why should we be choshesh over here? Any case, but I'm simply revisiting the mitzvah haba'a ba'avera, that I think that rather than saying we have a machlokas Rashi Machlokes Tosfos and Ravid as to whether the criteria is cause and effect or is the criteria Bevas Achas. I think everyone agrees the criteria is cause and effect. The question is it a one-way street that the Aveira brings about the mitzvah, or is it a two-way street that the mitzvah can also bring about the Aveira, and that would also be a cause and effect. That's what's mentioned from the...
Pshat in the right and
what?
This is the right.
I think so, yeah, it's the same Ravid. In other words, the Ravid on the Rif is echoed by the Ravid in his Hilchos Lulav, and the Ritva is our... It's easier to look in the Ritva. The Ritva simply quotes the Ravid in Hilchos Lulav. So I think that from this quote of the Ravid in Hilchos Lulav, it gives us a better understanding of the Ravid. Okay, with this we move over to the main topic of the Shir today, which is the next line of the Gemara, Esrog Shel Orla Pasul. And the Gemara gives two reasons, either because lefisha ein ba heter achila or lefisha ein ba din mamon. And on each of these two reasons, we're going to have to understand what does the Gemara mean. But let's go back a moment to what do we know about orla? What are the halachos that are relevant to us over here in terms of orla? What's the status of the pri of orla? And aser b'achila for 3 years and hana, right. That as opposed to, let's say, nevela, which is only aser ba'achila, chelev is only aser ba'achila, dam is only aser ba'achila, orla is aser ba'achila u'bahana. Aser ba'achila u'bahana. Like kilayim. It's aser ba'achila u'bahana. So Tosos over here asks a very powerful question. That the Gemara has a machlokes, why is this esrog of Arla pasul for Arba Minim? Why don't we simply, and the Gemara comes up with two new answers that we haven't seen yet, right? Ein ba heter achila, ein ba din mama. We haven't seen this previously when we learned the dinim of Lulav and Hadas and Arava. Why not use one of the dinim that we already know and that the Gemara just brought one line earlier? Why is an esrog of Ashera no good according to our girsa of the Gemara? Ksuse mechta shiure, right? It's going to be burnt up, and therefore it's possible. So why don't we say the same thing by orla? As you pointed out, orla is aser behana'a. The Gemara in Temura points out that there are two types of isurei hana'a. Two categories of Isuri Hanoah. There are the Nisrafim and there are the Nikbarim. There are those that should be burnt and there are those that should be buried. Those are two types of Isuri Hanoah. Just to, you know, as an aside, nothing to do with Tosus. Nikbarim means that no matter what we do with this Isur Hanoah, it's always going to remain Asur Bahanoah. The only way, it's like radioactive waste. You can't take the radioactivity out of the radioactive waste. What you can only do is bury it, right? You can just get it out of your out of sight and out of danger. But you can't do anything with it. Masha Enken, the Nisrafim, once they're burnt, then the Efer is mutter. Namely, that the Iser Hanoah can be removed. That's the category of the Nisrafim. Orla is... Basar v'chalav is min ha-nikbarim, okay? But orla is min ha-nisrafim. Okay, that's simply reality. So Tosis asks, if orla is min ha-nisrafim, why is it different than asherah demoshe? It's omed l'srefa. And so we should say, ksuse mechta shiure. Why have to come on to new isurim? Let's look at Tosfos, dibra maslu afisha ein baheter achila. Go down about 10 lines in Tosfos, the last word on the line, V'im Tomar, Gabe Lulav Shel Asherah V'Shel Irni Dachas. I'm sorry, the next one. Excuse me. Next V'im Tomar. The V'im Tomar, which is about 20 lines down, in the middle of the line, four lines above the Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis in parentheses. V'im Tomar, Esrog Shel Arla, Tepukle de mechta shiure, de mitzvah so besrefa, de kachashiv le betmur, perik basra behade nisrafim, va amrinan hasam ha nisrafim, lo ikaveru. Chaval, to be kover the Nisrafim, that's just going to keep them in their status. In other words, burn it, and then the status will disappear. So we see that they're Omed L'Sreifa. Okay? V'efshar dafilu midoraisa havi yor l'Sreifa, d'afinu le mikilei hakerem, d'chziv pen tikdash, v'darshinon pen tukad ha'esh. And therefore, lama lan taimna the heter achila. Why does the Gemara have to come on to new reasons if we already have an old reason of ksuse mechta shiure? And Tosfos, in other words, counterintuitively, generally for Tosfos, says my question is so strong that it's true, namely that really the reason that orla is pasul farbaminim is because of ksuse mechta shiure. There's no need for the Gemara to come on to new terutzim. Ella nechleku b'hanach time elinyan orlam yishum de nafkamin elinyan meiser sheni. Namely, the Gemara brings in these reasons not because of orla. Orla is possible because of ksusemech de shiure. But the Gemara is going to point out that between these two shiurim, there's a nafkamina of something which has a heter achila but no din mamon. And that's where Meiser Sheni, Yerushalayim, according to Rav Meir, and that's why we need the two reasons, to know what is the status of Meiser Sheni. But if we weren't to be bothered by Meiser Sheni, we never would have brought in new reasonings. If our only issue was Orla, Orla's Ksuse Mechta Shiure. And not only does Tosas go in this direction, what other Rishon goes in this direction? This is also the... We'll come to the Rambam in 2 minutes, the Ritva goes in this direction. If we look at the Ritva on the Mishnah, the fourth makar on the page, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, where it starts off, Shel Orla V'Truma Tmeya, U'B'Gemara Isa Trei Ta'amei, and then he brings in the writer we're going to see in a few minutes that explains these two reasons. But on the last line of that Ritva, v'hanochon, the taimad, mishum orla hi min hanisrafim, uksuse mechta shiura, she'en la heter la'ola. Namely, that the real reason behind orla are not the reasons given in the Gemara. Those are reasons that are given because of Ma'aser Sheni. The real reason is suse mechta shiura. And then the Ritva revisits this on daf lamed hey amed aleph, v'hanochon, the betruma tmeya v'orla kliyam lo pligi de psulin kol shiva mishum de lo chazi lemide v'kayama l'sreifa uksuse mechtas shiurayu. So the Ritva says it twice. U'mishum hachi tanele b'mas nisin kol chad ba'an peinav. So if you ask, why then does the Mishnah have all of these categories being separate? Shel asherah v'shel inidachas and orla and truma tmeya, they're all one. They're all one din of Ksuse Mechta Shiure. So the Ritva says it's because we have three variations on a theme. And he explains, U'mishum hachi tanei masis in kochad ba'ape nafshe, shel asher v'ir nidachas chayev b'sreifa, shel orga eino b'chuyev sreifa aval omeid lekach, v'yevshar lehenot b'sreifa so, v'shel truma tmeya chayev b'sreifa, v'yevshar lehenot b'sreifa so, mishum hachi, Poliglohu betrasa babe, af agav de taima de kuru mishum ksuse mechta shiure. We have three variations on the theme of ksuse mechtas shiure. Three types of a chiyuv sreifa. V'rav Asi lo polig b'ha, and Rav Asi who brings in the din of lufi she'in b'heter achila doesn't disagree with this. But why did he bring that in? Because of Ma'aser Sheni l'Rav Meir. V'hinei emes. And the source of this, according to the Ritva, Mipi Mori, is the Ra'ah. And so we have Tosfos, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, all take the direction of Ksuse Mechta Shiure. However, I sent you to a Gra in Evan Ha'ezer, not that I'm a Baki in the Biurei HaGra on Evan Ha'ezer of Hilchos Gitin, even though when I opened it up, I saw that I had underlined it. So at one point I did learn the Gra, when we were learning, I learned by Rav Zalman Nechemia for Dayanus, so we had to learn Hilchos Gittin, so I got to that Gra. I had underlined it, but it's because in the Ritva, in the footnotes, he references that grew. That's how I got to it in Sukkah. And then I found out that I had learned it in the previous Gilgul. We have a very fascinating Gruah that over there in Evan HaEzer, we're dealing with a get which is written on material which is problematic. So the Machaber Paskins, get shekosvo isuri hana'a kosher. In other words, in Achinami, the page is isuri hana'a, but mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu, and so we don't care. Comes along the Ramah and says, miyu bedavar shetzarach biur min ha'olam betzarach sreifa im kosav alav get, batel. That's a din of ksusei mechta shiure. Ksusei mechta shiure, you have to write a get on something which is miskayim. If it's going to be burnt up, that's not miskayim, and that's going to passel the get. Okay, that's the Machaber and the Ramah. Over there, the Gra gives us the rules of ksusei mechta shiure. So in the rules of Ksusei Mechta Shiure, rule number one is that Ksusei Mechta Shiure lo amrinan ela b'midi deboi shir. It only is something that requires a shir, like shofar and lulav. We discussed this, right? What about a lechi? What about a korah? Do they require a shir? Don't they require a shir, etc.? Second rule of Ksusei Mechta Shiure is halomatzinu b'shas sh'amrei Ksusei Ela ba'osan shetzrichin levayer. Only if there is a chiyuv to destroy it from the world. Kagon avodah zara. V'lachein hitzrichu besukah daflam et heyam and aleph tam acher la'orla. Af al pi shemitzvaso ba'orla. K'mo shekosva meforashim. V'shelo kedas tosfas shab. We would say, shelo kedas tosfas v'hara'ah v'haritva shab. Right? Namely, that according to the Gra, there's a difference between the world of Avodah Zarah and Irni Dachas and the world of Orla. It's true that all of them are involved in the world of Srefa, but as opposed to Irni Dachas and Asherah, where we have a Chiyuv Leva'arom in Ha'olam, we have a Chiyuv to destroy it, and the destruction is via Srefa. By Orla, min ha-nisrafim, there's no chiyuv to burn it. You want to keep Orla in your attic. In other words, until it rots, that's your cheshbon. However, what we're saying is, if you want to destroy it, then there's a mitzvah to do it via sreifa. Namely, sreifa is a mitzvah as opposed to a chiyuv. There is no obligation, but there is a... If you decide to destroy it, which you have the right to do, then the mitzvah is to choose the means of sreifa as opposed to the means of kvura. It's a mitzvah of sreifa. That's by orla, that's by kilayim, by nosar, right? In other words, that it's a mitzvah to burn it in the morning. But there's no chiyuv to destroy it from the world. And that's the difference. Namely, that which the Ritva says, we have three variations. In other words, we have a variation of Srefa of Avodah Zarah, and a variation of Srefa of Orla, and a variation of Srefa Trumat Tmeya. According to the Gra, that variation takes Orla out of the category of Ksusei Mechtas Shiurei. There is no chiyuv to burn it, and that's why the Gemara has to come on to reasons, not because of Maaser Sheni. The Gemara comes on to these reasons to explain Orla itself. Okay, so it's a machlokas Rishonim and the Gra. Reb Chaim, Professor Chaim Soloveitchik, of the Rav Soloveitchik's son, always spoke about that there are different personalities of Achronim. There are those Achronim who accept the authority of the Rishonim, and that's most Achronim, and would never disagree with the Rishon. And then you have those that will simply say, well, the Ritva says this way, Tosfos says this way, but I say this way. In other words, and that's the Gra, and that's the Shagas Aryeh. In other words, the Shagas Aryeh say, well, how many parshios are Kriyashma Midoraisa? So we have the Shita of the Rambam, and we have the Shita of the Rosh, and we have my Shita. You know, that these are different My Rav Moshe Feinstein would never say, well, the Ritva says this, but I say that. I say, never go in that direction. Okay, just different personalities in terms of their how they view their role. So let's go back to the Gemara. So Ksuse Mechtashiure, either it is a factor, the factor, according to Tosus the Ra'ah and the Ritva, or it's not a factor at all in our sugya, and we need the two reasons that are given. Let's try and understand what are these two reasons of Lefisha Einba Heter Achila, and more than that, what is the Lefisha Einba Din Mama? So let's look first in Rashi. Rashi says Lefisha Einba Heter Achila. That's a fact, right? We know that Arla is Aser Ba'achila. But according to the Gemara, that's a reason why you can't use it for Arba Minim. Where do we see Arba Minim that the Torah speaks about the fact that it has to be Roy La'achila? So Rashi says, V'rachmana Amar Lachem, Haro'oi Lachem, B'chol Darkei Hana'asa. That the fact that you can't eat it is a chisaron in what? No, the fact that you can't eat it, but the Torah doesn't speak about the fact that you need Hanah. What does the Torah say about Arba Minim? It has to be Lachem. Lachem means ownership. It has to be owned by you, right? That's why we pointed out on the first day of Sukkot, if it's not owned by you, if you borrowed it, so you can't be Yotzei. It has to be owned by you. So the lack of, according to Rashi, the lack of heter achila means that you don't totally own it. If you can't eat it, if you have a fruit that you can't eat, it means it's a lack in your ownership. Ownership implies control. If you don't have full control, if your control is restricted, it's a restriction in your ownership. That's what Rashi says, no? Rachman amar lachem, haro'i lachem b'chol darkei hana'aso. If something is really totally yours, it means that you could use it as you want. You could take this esrog, you could use it as a baseball, you could use it as a bowling ball, you know, or you could use it to hit someone on the head, and you can eat it. That's what it means, it's yours. You can decide what you want to do with it. But if the Torah tells you that you can't eat it, it means it's not totally yours. It's a chisaron, it's a limitation on your ownership, and therefore it's not lachem. That's what Rashi says. Okay?
He's not maybe just giving a different drasha of him. I mean, this is just a separate drasha on lachem.
The Torah says we have a requirement of lachem. That which is stolen is not lachem. That which is borrowed is not lachem. That which there's no heter achila is not lachem. It's another example of a lack of lachem. It's another example of a lack of lachem. Again, you don't have to learn that way. That's the way Rashi learns. But what is the poel hayotze of Rashi? How many days should this Iser apply? Only the first day. That's the din of lachem. That's what the Gemara said, right? How did the Gemara explain why is Lulav HaGazel Aser 7 days? I, the din of lachem, is only one day. Mitzvah Babavera. However, over here, by Esrog Shel Orla, we don't have a mitzvah Haba'a B'Avera, right? There's no connection between the Avera and the mitzvah, whether we learn like Tosfos or like the Ravid. There's no problem over here of mitzvah Haba'a B'Avera by picking up an Esrog of Orla, and therefore, Lachor should only be one day. And Be'emet, the Ravid learns that way. If you go back to the Ritva on the Mishnah, that the Ravid says, Dvoran kipshutan, the kevan, the lespe, heter, achila, da-da-da-da, lo karinam be lachem. It is not lachem. And comes along the Ritva and says, v'lo nehira. According to you, Mr. Ravid, lo mifsalei ela biyom rishon. And we don't find that. Kapasik v'tani. Lo shna yom rishon, lo shna yom sheni. This is a stam mishnah about esrog. We don't find any limitation that stafka the first day. Okay, it's not the strongest question, because we saw that you can't be medayik so much from stam mishnayos. It could be really that it's one day. However, who black and white learns that it's not only one day, but it's all 7 days? Namely, according to Rashi, Pashas is only a psul of one day. According to the Ravid, it's a psul of one day. Who learns? You know, this is Adam, you pointed out earlier. Who learns that it's 7 days? The Rambam. right? That the Rambam in Halacha, in Perek Ches Halacha Beis, now again, when we're dealing in Perek Zayin, there we pointed out that certainly is possible all 7 days. Perek Zayin is a question of the species. Is it the species or not the species? Perek Ches is the Perek of Psulim. Some Psulim are 1 days, some Psulim are 7 days. So the Rambam says, Esrog of Orla, Trumat Meya, Tevel Pasul. He puts it into this category of things that can't be eaten. And then the Rambam says that HaPasulanas Mishum Avodah Zara, Omit Nesha Oso Esrog Asar Ba'achila, Bein Biyom Rishon, Bein Bishar Yomim Pasul. Says black and white that it's for 7 days. So clearly, he did not learn like Rashi, right? That's clear. He didn't learn that it's a chisaron of lachem, because according to the Rambam, Esro Gozel is possible how many days?
1 day.
The Ravid says, what are you talking about? Mitzvah Babaveira. It's possible for 7 days. But the Rambam, if you recall, doesn't paskin Mitzvah Babaveira in Arba Minim. Only has Mitzvah Babaveira in Korbanos, or maybe Shofar, but not in Arba Minim. Okay, so what then is the reasoning of the Rambam? So I sent you to a Perish HaMishnayos. Okay? So let's look together in the Perish HaMishnayos. Many times this year we've sent people to the Perish HaMishnayos to point out how the Rambam changed his Perish from the Perish HaMishnayos till the Mishnah Torah. But sometimes the Rambam stuck to his guns. And in the Perish HaMishnayos, the Rambam writes, Ha'orga utruma tmeya heim min klal hadvarim hatunim sreifa kamoshin isboyer bizroim lefika hu pasul sheharei amar Hashem. That means that the Torah says, pre ve'ela ein reuyim la'achila b'shum panim. Namely, what is the chisaro of orla?
Pre.
It's not a pre-eitz hadar. Pre, a fruit, means it's edible. If it's not edible, it's not defined as a fruit. If it's not edible, it's not defined as a fruit. Okay? So, in other words, you can... The Rambam doesn't bring in Ksusei Mechta Shiure in terms of Esrog Shel Orla. Okay, it appears that the issue, and the Rambam learns the Gemara Kipshuto, that the issue is one of Eino Ro'oi L'Achila. Eino Ro'oi L'Achila, but he explains, Eino Ro'oi L'Achila is possible because it's not a pre, and therefore how many days is it going to be possible?
7 days,
that's all.
But if it's not a pre, because it's
Sreifa, then
why would it...
No, it's not, in other words...
The only reason it's not a pre is because it's Tom Sreifa.
It's not a pre, because within Ta'un Sreifa means Einam Ru'uyim La'achila B'shum Panim. In other words, the Rambam simply points out that the Orla and Truma Tmeya are, in other words, are in the category of Nisrafim, as he points out in Seder Zroim, that there are different types of categories. However, he continues, Lefikach hu pasul shrei amar Torah pri ve'elu enu enam ru'im la'achila b'shum panim, that once it is to'en sreifa, it means it's enu ro'i la'achila. You can't eat that which is to'en sreifa, and therefore it's not a pri. In other words, the Rambam comes about from the back door, rather than, you know, it's, he just gives us the background. In other words, that orla is not only asur b'achila, it's also asur b'hana. But the chisaron over here is the moment it's not roi la'achila, it's not a pri. Okay. I agree with you that the syntax is not the way we would have written the Rambam. But the Rambam wrote it. But the ikar is, he doesn't say it's a problem of lachem. That's what I'm pointing out. That you don't have to learn the Gemara like Rashi. There's an alternative way of learning the Gemara. The machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi, lachor, is how many days is orla pasul? According to Rashi, it's possible 1 day because of lachem. According to the Rambam, it's possible 7 days because it's not a pri. All of that is in these words, she'en ba heter achila. But then there's another daya in the Gemara, lafi she'en ba din mamon. And here we have a three-way machlokes rishonim, which is goes across the boards and brings about a machlokes achronim v'chulei v'chulei. You know, you could learn this in all different areas of Shas. You could learn this in Psachim, in Baba Kama, or here in Sukkah. So we'll start off with the Ravid. Let's go back to the Ravid on Orla. That's quoted by the Ritva on the Mishnah. The Nokitarai, you have it the second line of the Ritva over there, the fourth makar. Dvarin Kipshutan. The Kavan de Lesluhu Heter Achila. The Din Mamon. Have Le Isura Hana'a. Lo Karinen Be Lachem. The Hales Behu Midi. That we're dealing with that which is. That according to the Ravid, the moment that it is asur bihana'a, it is no longer lachem, right? It's what he says, that have le iser hana'a lo karinin be lachem. And therefore, man de gozel lo humine lo have gazlan. Says the Ravid, if you have something which is asur bihana'a, and I steal it from you, I'm not a gazlan, because you don't own it. Something which is asur bahana'a is not owned. Something which is asur bahana'a is not owned. It doesn't belong to you. Okay? I sent you to other Rishonim who learn like this, Ravid, Rashi Imsachim. Rashi Imsachim says that chametz on Pesach, after the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, Lav birshu sehu, eino shelo. The moment that the chametz is asur bahana'a, it's eino shelo. The Rashash is the one over there who explains it. Lav birshu eino shelo, ritzono lomar hari ne'esar bahana'a. Something which is asur bahana'a is not owned by you. It's not owned by you. Similarly, Rashi in Baba Kama, he's dealing over there with the world of shchutei chutz. And he points out that the moment that you begin to shecht it, linyan tashlumei dalad vehei, utvacho kulo beinan, ki gomar lehu lav demare katavach, hari ibda mimenu kodem shlita, v'ne'esra lav. That the moment that you turn this into isurei hana'a, it no longer belongs to the person who had previously owned it. Similarly, that the Rashash points over there, isurei hana'ahu, Lav demari katavach. Namely, we have Rashi in Baba Kama and Rashi in Sachim agreeing with the Ravid that which is asur bahana'a is a chisaron in ownership. Is a chisaron in ownership. Okay, that's the shita of the Ravid. That which is asur bahana'a is eno shelo. However, let's look in our Rashi. Rashi begins, lefi she'ein ba din mamon, eno shave pruta di isurei hana'ahu. Let's stop over here a moment. Rashi is telling us that which is asur bahana'a is worthless in terms of value. Asur bahana'a means it's worthless in terms of value. Does that mean it's not yours? Not necessarily. But then Rashi continues, Hilkach lav shelachem hu. That Rashi continues and says, but I agree with the Ravid that the problem over here is that it is not lachem. But according to Rashi, it's not lachem because it's not a shavapruta. Namely, that we have over here, in terms of... Isurei hana'a. The Ravid says that something which is asur bahana'a is a chisaron b'ba'alut, eino shelo. It doesn't belong to you, and the Ravid says black and white, if someone steals it, there's no iser gezela. Rashi says that which is asur bahana'a is Eino Shava Pruta. It's worthless. But then Rashi says that it's also Eino Shava, because who cares that it's worthless? The Torah doesn't tell us anywhere that you can't use a pre-etzada which is worthless. Torah says, "Lokachtem lachem." So Rashi says, this is one, the moment that it's Eino Sheva Pruta, it's Eino Sheva. This is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush that Rashi is saying. Lachora, these are apples and oranges. That's what's pointed out over here in the Kovet Shiurim. The Kovet Shiurim points out that in the world of Baba Kama, and Afayin Aleph Amid Beis, we said that which is Aser Bahano'a Lav Demari Katavach, you lose ownership. Ubasuka Daflamed Hey Muchach, the Iser Hana'a, Have Shel Ba'alim, Ela She'ein Bahem, Din Mamon. Leman Damar Lo Boi, Din Mamon, Ha Eino Yotze Be'esroku Mishum De Boi Heter Achila. Yimken Ha'da Kamar Hacha Lav De Mare, Hainu She'ein Ba Din Mamon, Ukai Gavna Lek Achi of Nezikin. What the Kovet Shiurim is pointing out is that L'chora, the moment that we say that it's Eino Sheva Pruta, that's already enough to say that there's no payment which is going to be made from one party to the other, because nothing of value was destroyed. But between that and saying that it's not a din in Baalus is a jump. This we pointed out, and I'm not saying anything new. We learned this already, if you recall, back on Daf Kaf Zayin Amid Beis, that over there, when it said Kol HaEzrach Yeshvu Basukos, what did Rashi say over there? That each person has less than a Sheva Pruta, and therefore, says Rashi, we have a problem that it's not your sukkah. It's a lack of lachen. Basukos teishvu shivas yamim, kol ezrach bi Yisrael yeshvu basukos. Right? I'm sorry, chagasukos taseh lachem. And Rashi over there on Kaf Tesamid Beis, Daf Kaf Zayinamid Beis. Rashi over there, Rashi over there on Daf Kaf Zayin Amid Beis, Mashma de Suka Achas Lekol Yisrael Sheyeshbu Baz Bezachar Zeh, the Efsher Shehe Lekulan de Lamati Sheva Pruta Lekol Echad. In other words, and we pointed out, so what? Who needs a Sheva Pruta? So we pointed out over there, we said, maybe that when we're dealing with Shutfim, if a Shutaf doesn't have a Sheva Pruta, then he's like batel among the other shutfim. Fine. So that's what we could learn in Kavzayin Amid Beis. But over here, what pushed Rashi? Rashi says, Lefi she'ein ba din mamon, eino sheva pruta. Fine. Disuri hana'ahu. Fine. Hilkach lav shelachemhu. Like, where do you see that something which is worthless, someone loses ownership? It's very, very strange. We paskin, that if I have something which is worthless in a sheva pruta, and you steal it from me, so you're over an Isser of Gezel. That's the way we paskin that. It's usher to steal that which is less than a Sheva Pruta. There's no chiyuv of Hashava on less than a Sheva Pruta. It's not mamon, but it's still mine. So in any case, that this is where the Ritva comes in. So the Ritva says that v'tu, the Ritva is arguing with the Ravid. He says, first argument is, according to the Ravid, this should only be possible one day, and it's really possible 7 days. V'tu, the kol shehu shelo, ve'ein bo lacherim reshus uzchus, lachem karinan bay. In other words, that which is aser b'hana'a, according to the Ritva, Isuri Hana'a are shelo, ein kisaron b'ba'alut.
That's the
Kovet Shiurim.
Is that what Kovet Shiurim
is saying? In other words, in Achinami, Rashi can be correct that it's not Sheva Pruta, but what does it have to do with Eino Shelo? Okay, so we have the Ravid saying that Isuri Hana'a by definition are Eino Shelo. Rashi says Isuri Hana'a are not Sheva Pruta, and therefore Eino Shelo. The Ritva says, you're both wrong. Isuri Hana'a are Shelo. So why then is Arla can't be used for Arba Minim? Why can Arba not be used for Arba Minim?
Still doesn't have the
Yeah. But Pasul, the Dalad Minim, because Susa, Nechtas, Shiur. This is, goes back to the beginning of Shiur. This is the Ritva agreeing with the Ra'a, agreeing with Tosfos, that really Arba has nothing to do with these two reasons. These two reasons of Einba Din Mamon and Einba Heter Achilo, they're talking about Meister Sheni, they're talking about a totally different topic. The reason that Arla is possible is because of Ksuse, Nechtas Shiure, it's Omed L'Sreifa. Okay. So we have a very basic Machlokes Rishonim. What's the status of Isur Hana'a? Is Isur Hana'a a Chisaron in Ba'alus? Or is it Shalom. Okay?
What are we doing the other Rashis?
What? So we have the Ravid and Rashi in Baba Kama and Rashi in Psachim all say that Isur Hana'a is not Shalom. Isur Hana'a takes away your ownership. If you steal it, Chora, there's no Isur Gezel. According to Rashi, Isur Hana'a is Eino Shava Pruta, it's worthless. And then Rashi tells us that that which is worthless is Eino Shalo. That is just simply Al Pisvara, very difficult. In other words, to have such a Shita, because Ma Pit'om, that something which is worthless should not have a status of ownership, strange. The Ritva says that which is Isur Hana'a is Shalo, Isur Hana'a is yours. In Achinami, it's not worth anything because it's Asur Ba'anah, but it's yours. No chisron in Ba'alus. And the reason that it can't be used for Arba Minim is a totally different reason of Ksuse Mechza Shiure. So here is where the Achronim come into the picture. And we have a Ktsos and we have a Beis Halevi. So if you look at the Ktsos takes sides. V'nire bazeh. The mishum di isurei hana'a lo mahani hifkiro klal. Namely, what the Ksos says is that isurei hana'a are yours. Isurei hana'a belong to you. However, you lack a certain power. Namely, the Ksos basically agrees with the Ritva. Okay, Torah Shabbat. The Ksos basically agrees with the Ritva. Isurei Hana'a are yours, but you can't be mafkir them. Why should something be yours and you can't be mafkir it? So the Ksos goes on to explain. Alma ein lebailim shum koach lehafkir achar shene'esar b'hana'a. And the Ksos points out that we have a Gemara that we learned already in Baba Kama, that Gozal the, I'm sorry, he points out, in other words, Alma Bailim Ein Lo Koach LaHafkir, Achar Shene'esar, Achar Shene'esar B'Hana'a, that it's yours in terms of your ownership, but you can't do anything to transfer it to any other party. It's like stolen goods. Stolen goods, you're the Nigzal, and someone steals your property. Can you now give this property which is stolen to someone else? Can you be machdish it? Can you be mafkir it? Can you be to matana? No. In other words, gozav l'nasiyah shua baylim, shneyem eni mecholim lahakdish, zelafi she'eno shelo, v'zelafi she'eno birshuso. So isuri hana'a is yours, but it's not birshuska. So you can't transfer it. It's yours, but you can't transfer it. That's what he points out. Shorhaniskal mishindig mardino, mecharo eno machor hekdesho, eno hekdesh. Delav birshuse koi la'akadushe. And so also you can't be mafkirit. And that's where he brings in the kach kosav. He says, harashba b'chidushav perak luluv hagosel, that for hundreds of years the Ritva was not recognized as the Ritva. It was thought to be the Rashba. I don't know how anyone could think that this Ritva is the Rashba. The Signon is clearly the Ritva. But for hundreds of years, until the middle of the until the middle of the 1900s, it was still sold. When I my Rashba has in it the Ritva on Sukkah, my Rashba in the house, the one that I bought in the 1960s. You know, it's still only in the 1960s, 1970s did they begin to move it over to the Ritva. Kamosha kozav harashva bechidusha beesrog shel arla chashiv lachem umishem de islay bailim afagav de aser bar. No, it says black and white. I agree with the Ritva. The Ritva is definitely correct. However, it does not lend itself to being transferred. Ha islay bailim vehefker shelahem eno klum kevan di suri hanoa mikri davar sheino birshuso. It's like Gazal and Siyoshu Abaylim, that the Nigzal can't be Maktishit because it's out of his Rishus. So we have the Ktos lining up on the side of the Ritva, front and center, that Isuri Hanoah are totally yours, but you can't transfer them to another party because they're Ki'ilu Enon Birshuso. Okay? They're Shalo Ve'enon Birshuso. The Tiksos says that this is Shelo Ve'eno Birshuso. In other words, that he points out in Achinami, the ownership is somewhat restricted, but it doesn't take away from the fact that it's yours. If someone steals it, he's stealing it from you. You just can't go ahead and transfer it to someone else. That's Tiksos. Comes along the Beis Halevi and starts off with a kashu of the Magen Avraham on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that Esrog ha'asur ba'achila pasul kol shiva, delo have lachem. Hamagen Avraham asks on him, hatishar kushia hatosvos, what happened to the world of ksuse mechtas shiure? V'tirtza hatosvos, that really it is a din of ksuse mechta shiure. Ula harambam kasha do hamachmas psul de lachem pasul legam biyom sheni. The issue we had with the Rambam, and so we saw the Rambam is not pasuling because of lachem. The Rambam is pasuling, it's not a pri. However, tirates hamagen avron, the Rambam metarates rak de esra groi lachilo dashinan lachem shalachem yego chlo, avagabe lulav eno roi lachilo shayach medrash kain. Vekevan shehu shalo. Namely, that the Magen Avraham falls for the Ritva. In other words, he takes the Ritva hook, line, and sinker, even though he doesn't quote the Ritva, that he says that really the Esrog of Orla is Isuri Hanoa. It's totally Shelo. That's not a reason to passel it. The psul is because of Suse Mechta Shiure. Ukvar hikshu alav, hare davar ha'asur b'hanoa have hefker. Namely, who does the Beis Halevi agree with? That davar shu asur b'hanoa have hefker? That davar shu asur b'hanoa is ownerless? Who's the shita? Ravid. Namely, the Beis Halevi takes for granted that the Ravid is correct. He's certainly correct. That which is asur b'hanoa no longer belongs to the individual. And so therefore, it's very, very strange what the Beis Halevi writes, that clearly the moment that it's Aser B'Hanoa, the Rambam is correct, that we have an Iser Hanoa on Orla, it's ownerless, and if it's ownerless, so that's why we have an issue which should only be possible the first day. And we have a question on the Rambam. Why really is it possible the other days? But but it doesn't change the fact that the Beis Halevi that it's really ownerless. Namely, he disagrees with the Ksos. The Ksos takes the side of the Ritva. The Beis Halevi assumes that the Ravid is. He didn't see the Ravid. The Ravid was not known by the Beis Halevi. But he does write, Amnam, Mikoma Kom Matsati Kodesh Echad midaber lehedya kamagen Avraham. I did find a Rishon like the Magen Avraham in Sifav. Vaharitva bechidushav lesuka hanitpas toch sheva shitos laharashba. The Beis Halevi already knew that it wasn't the Rashba, but it was always published that way. But he already knew that it was the Ritva. Vinokit, that the Ravid says Dvarim Kipshutan, but I disagree with him. So the Beis Halevi says the Ravid is what I'm saying, and the Magen Avraham at least has someone to be samechan on the Ritva. And then what the Beis Halevi tries to do is say, come up with a new understanding that there will be a certain, that we're going to reinterpret the Ravid and the Ritva, that maybe really they both basically agree. And that's what he comes to in Sif Tes, Al-Kain Hanira Liyashev Hane Sugyos Shehevenu Bereshis Divarenu. That on one hand we have sugyos that are clear, that it appears that which is Aser B'Hanah is ownerless, which is my Shita. On the other hand, we do have the Ritva, who says that Isuri HaNoah have an owner. Is it possible that they're both right, that Isuri HaNoah have an owner and don't have an owner? L'chor, it appears to be a contradiction, and at least the Ritva thought that he was disagreeing with the Ravid. So the suggestion of the suggestion of the Beis Halevi is that we have a category of an Aveda La'achar Yeish. I have something, I lose it, Amis Yeish. What's the halacha if someone finds it? He can keep it. Right? He can keep it. So who did it belong to after I was misyayish?
No one.
So on one hand, you could say it belonged to no one. Namely, that we have a situation where it belonged to no one. On the other hand, you could say that it belonged to whom until it was picked up? To me. It was still belonged to me until it was picked up. He has the right to take it. The question is he picking it up from Hefker or picking it up from me? That's the chakira of the Beis Halevi. Kamo avedish and isyashu habayilim imena, that when the person picks it up, hareiz is shalo. But up to that point, in other words, it still lechora belonged to the original owner. Ubisvarazon nuchal lahashvot tamachoket bazeh. The Yeshlamar kulei alma modim bisuri hanaa have yeyush velo hefker. Namely, instead of saying that Isuri Hanoah, there is no Bailim, let's view it like an Aveda after Yeyush. V'divrei harayvet sfirulei, d'Isuri Hanoah lo mikri lachem mishalachem. V'gam haritva shachalekelov sfirulei, d'ahavi shalachem, shnei amodim le'ikar hasfara. K'mo shalchachnu kem yisugi asad gemara. In other words, that it's a question as to how do we view this in the interim status before it was picked up. The harayvit svirale lo mikri shelachem rakim hadavar miyuchad lo va'aser lachem litlo. That if something can be taken by someone else, it means it's not mine. Aval isuri hanoah kaven derishus biyad acherim litmo imenu lo mikri shelachem. And therefore, since isuri hanoah, there's no iser gezel if someone picks it up, so kanere it wasn't mine. Varitva svirale kaven dekolzman shelonat lo acher havei shelabaylim mikri shapir shelachem. In other words, that we have something that on one hand theoretically belongs to me, on the other hand, someone can pick it up and then it'll belong to him. Do we view this as shelachem or not shelachem? The fact that someone else can pick it up means it's really not mine, or the fact that until someone picks it up, it's still mine means that it is mine. So you can have the same object that can be viewed as shelachem or not shelachem. That's Isuri Hanoah. That Isuri Hanoah, according to the Beis Halevi, are like an Aveda la'achar Yeyush, that on one hand, it could be viewed that since someone else can pick it up, it's not mine. On the other hand, until someone else picks it up, it's still mine. Okay, so that then, you know, so in that manner, the Beis Halevi wants to point out that maybe there is no machlokas in terms of reality, the question is in terms of perspective, how we view the reality. Yes?
Are there any Nachmanides, the Hilchos Mammon, that it's still considered the original order?
The question is as to whether it can be used for Arba Minim. In other words, you can only use, or whether you can be Mekadesh and Isha with this object. Can I be Mekadesh and Isha with something which is Osir Bahana?
No, I'm talking about for the Aveda after Yeyush.
The Aveda after Yeyush?
That object.
So the question is, I have Chametz. And I, on, in other words, on the way to Sreifas Chametz, I lose my chametz. I put it down. I can't find it. And I'm misyayish. But the question is it still mine? Am I over by yiro, by yimotze? Because it was my chametz.
We would say yeah. Basically, we would say possibly yeah.
So according to the Ravid, the moment that it's, in other words, that I'm misyayish, it's no longer mine. According to the Ritva, the Chora, it's still mine. It's still mine. In other words, I have, you know, it's... So the only thing I can do according to the Ritva is go to three of the people and say, the chametz that I've been in that bag, I'm being mafkir. That I can do. I can be mafkir. But until I'm mafkir, it's simply the fact that I was misyayish, that's not enough. Okay, so we have nafkaminas. Certainly we have nafkaminas. A lot of nafkaminas. Okay, we'll stop over here. I know we didn't get to the end of the Mara Makomos that I gave you, but that moves us over into the world of Maaser Sheni and I just didn't feel that it's... Did you get to it? The end of the Mara Makomos? The Tosos in... Okay, so fine. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Yoni, before you came, I mentioned that this will be the last year, and 3 weeks from now will be a Bechina. Are any of you taking the Bechina?
Are any of you taking the Bechina?
Yes. Okay, so if it could be 3 weeks from now without excuses, okay? I'll be here for the next week if you have any questions, then I'll be gone for 2 weeks. But I think on YU Torah, almost all the shiurim are uploaded, downloaded. I don't know if what word is used. You can download the uploads. It's in the cloud. So you know, I'll give the bechina at that time. And you're the only two people taking the bechina? I have to check. No, because if it's just the two of you, I can give you a bechina bal peh. But if it's more than that, then I'd rather give... Unless you'd rather have it in writing. Okay, we'll check as to who else is taking the Bechina. Okay? If there are more, so I'll put it in writing. Everything has pluses and minuses. Okay. Baal Peh, I really know whether you know it or not, but on the other hand, you know, it's not fair. In the world, in the yeshiva world, you know, classically, the Yerodei Bechina was always given Baal Peh.